This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Hostgator, one of the top web hosting providers around. Save 60% off of shared hosting for 3 years with code MMA60.
Factor 75, get fresh meals delivered to your door. Use code
MMA40.
$40 off your first 2 weeks.
Tire Buyer, order tires online, get fast free delivery to a local installer. Save 7% off 400 with code MMA7.
Magic Spoon, gluten-free, grain-free, high-protein, low-carb, low-sugar cereal. Use code MMASPOON to get free shipping off your order. Defense Soap, the ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes with the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off. Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts episode 438.
What? Is it?
Okay.
438! I don't know, I'm missing!
My name's Ingo Weigold.
Back room at the MMA show. My fans, 4 fans, walk live between serious.
Oh, sorry.
Fucking chaos.
Ridiculous.
There we go. We're representing the Chicago with the 312 today.
The 312!
It's 4% goodness. I might as well drink, like, water. Or my own piss. I don't know which way.
You know, just talk about pissing my pants. Yes. I think I could do it. I
don't want right to now?
It. Yeah.
You might fry your laptop out if you do that.
Yeah, what's the ruling on that?
What do you mean?
Pissing your pants with a laptop?
I'm not sure. Sounds dangerous.
Probably not good. Probably good.
Not a good move.
So yeah, we'll talk later. Was on a little, not vacation, but doing a little research for the show stuff.
Okay, all right.
So I'll talk about that later. So that's show why we research. Missed the show last week, because I got a little delayed in the travels back.
Because you were busy mining?
Yeah, I was mining.
Data mining?
Fucking.
Cryptocurrency?
Yes.
Or something?
Something like that. Physical cryptocurrency.
Uh-huh.
In the form of geodes.
Okay.
But first, we want to talk about, we missed the UFC 240.
And we did.
It's had some serious implications, because we had Chris Cyborg versus Felicia Spencer. And here's a fight where Cyborg came into it super happy, no pressure, because she just, you know, lost the title.
Hey, right? Last fight of the contract.
Yeah. It was fucking super one-sided affair.
Of course.
Felicia Spencer, super tough, and... You know, a lot of criticism of both John Anik and Joe Rogan as to them playing up, oh my God, Felicia Spencer, she's the toughest woman we've ever seen. Look at her just take the punishment from Cyborg. Mm. And then almost downgrading Cyborg to the point of, wow, I wonder how much this weight cut is working on her and the mental game and blah, blah, blah. So a lot of people giving them shit. Like, was that part of the UFC's narrative to... degrade her some. Does the color look weird in there as you're staring at the camera?
I'm staring at the camera. I was just checking. I think the color's okay.
Okay. It looks a little weird, but it'll all work out.
I think we'll be fine. You can get it and post edit.
Of course. I get everything.
You can fix it.
The volume.
Can you make it green?
I'd like to be
the
Hulk.
But can you make it the Hulk?
Dicks coming in and out of our faces.
Dicks. Perfect.
Why not? Was there a narrative? I guess that's the question. Was pushed down by the UFC?
I think so.
To kind of degrade the Cyborg.
I don't know, because sometimes I wonder what side of the fence Joe rides on. Because, you know, he was part of that whole thing with the Cyborg being a man thing and what happened on his pod.
Like cutting his, she'll have to cut her dick off. And
yeah, he was.
Dana White saying it looks like fucking Vanderlei Silva in a dress. And
3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe they were high as fuck. I don't know.
They might have been, but
it seems a little out of line. And I have to agree that the commentary was quite questionable overall. And this seems to be the UFC's MO is to do this whole thing. Like, as soon as somebody's on their way out, all of a sudden they're shit.
Yeah.
You know.
And then Dana White basically said, we're cutting her. We're not going to resign her. We're not going to match anybody's.
Nope. They're out of the Cyborg business.
I'm like, that's weird, because you were kind of out anyway, because she fought out her contract. So technically, does not have a contract. She's open to fight anywhere. And
Cyborg wanted an apology from Dana White.
Yeah.
About this whole incident. And he's like, I ain't apologizing. But, I mean, you wonder what's actually going on behind closed doors. It's like, can she not make money anymore? Is that why they're letting her go?
No, I just think that the UFC never respected her, and it's almost like they signed her to avoid any other promotion having her, because I still think she was one of their top draws. Like, you look at the views of all the, I think, post-fight press conferences and in-ring interview for her, I think it was over 1 million views or something crazy. So I would say she was one of their top, definitely a top five draw, maybe even a top three for the UFC. Yeah. But once again, they didn't really market her at all. And, you know, you also missed out on the opportunity to do the Chris Cyborg versus Ronda Rousey fight. Like, there was all that talk
still
of
Bellator.
Blah, blah, blah. And, yeah, and it seems like that's going to be the place where she ends up, right?
I would expect, yeah.
So I think Coker said he's going to offer her something. And they have a good relationship. Yeah. And
she'll be happy over there.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of like, we talked about this, I think, last time or the time before. I kind of like Cyborg fighting not so hard. It's fun to watch. Right, I'm not going to lie.
Tell you what, in the Bellator or in Horizon, drug testing a little lax. So, yeah. You know.
Lots of cardio, big power, you know, knocking people down. It's kind of cool.
It's true.
I don't mind.
And, you know, I don't want to see this version of Cyborg right here where she's got to be working at the fucking Dunkin' Donuts trying to make ends meet now.
Is she working there?
For a day. She is sponsored by them, but...
So she decided to take a job? Is this one of those, like, you have to take a desk job before you... Or, like, a mailroom job before you can go up and be in the CEO position or something?
Something like that. Right. But that's a weird one. I still don't get why Dunkin' Donuts and Chris Cyborg are in league together.
Oh, maybe she likes donuts. I could eat a donut holes. Right now. Think about that. Fucking nice, non-gluten-y donut.
Yeah, see, here's the problem. None of the donuts I've eaten have tasted good. They've all been
chocolate
shit.
Frosting.
All the gluten-free ones are just absolute
sprinkles.
Shit.
Put some cream in there. Fucking cream.
Sprinkle a little nuts on it.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Huh?
What's it all about? It's
I
all
like
about.
My donuts full of cream, Matt. Can you help me with that?
You like them? I'm gonna guess you like the Long John.
Long,
black.
Black and full of cream. Yes, exactly.
I can help you with this.
I bet you could. It's literally solid.
I know a guy. Right now.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah.
So we have that, and hopefully she's gonna be in Bellator. Nip that one in a bud. Okay. Julia, bud, at Bellator. We have Max Holloway versus Frankie Edgar. Another one-sided affair. Mm-hmm. And they said Edgar, he's got more octagon time now than any other fighter in UFC history. And it's probably because he's gone, like, think about how many title fights has Edgar
decisions.
Been in?
Decisions. BJ
And
Penn,
how many decisions has he been in?
Gray Maynard. That's over 2 hours
Benson
already right
Henderson.
There.
Yeah.
That's crazy. BJ Penn's behind him, though, isn't he? Isn't BJ up there? I thought he was up there. Or is it Matt Hughes? I'm thinking one of the old-timers is way up there. I think it's BJ Penn. But kind of crazy.
But you saw it was mostly Holloway just piecing him up because it was the range. Like,
yeah.
The fucking reach. Like, geez, he probably had a foot reach, no bullshit, on Edgar. And then afterwards, you saw Edgar. He was also struggling to get the takedown. But afterwards, Max's face didn't even look like he was in a fight.
Nope.
So it was nice to see... him come back from that Poirier fight where he just got fucking lit up and have another dominant performance, like, at the right weight class for him.
Yes.
I don't know what's going to be next for Holloway and Edgar. It sounds like he's almost close to retirement.
He should be.
You think?
You know, 38? Is he 39?
Something like 37, 38.
Yeah. It's about that time.
Yeah.
I don't know what else he would do, but
fucking Ben the champ. I don't know. Yeah, I don't think he's getting back there again. He's probably been one of the guys that has had the most title shots ever. It would be here's my guess: him and Uriah Faber. They're
Faber's
always like
up there.
Fucking vying for that title shot.
Yeah, good point.
And then that's all we have for UFC 240. And then we had that card this weekend. You had Faraz and GSP in the corner of Nasrat, and I don't know how the fuck to say his last name. But the thing with GSP is nice seeing him in someone's corner. Mm-hmm. You know, like, holy shit.
We need
he's
to get the
shape.
Takedown. You take him down.
Yeah.
Show him good time.
And not GSP. I'm not going to do his voice. I'm fucking
come on,
dude.
You're the best at it.
I refuse.
Well, come on.
Let's hear it. I can't. I got nothing.
I am not impressed by your performance.
Thank you. Okay, you got it.
That's the only
you
thing
cover
I
us. Okay, stop. That was good. We're ahead. We're winning the game. We're winning.
There you go.
But what did GSP say? He's done fighting, right?
No more fighting. He's got other things in life that he wants to do.
So he's not interested in being the best in the world at fighting.
Apparently not.
Anymore.
Not at fighting. Maybe he's going to go into cooking.
I mean, he keeps saying he could be. Right. Or what? The dinosaurs?
Aliens.
Paleontology.
Aliens. I like the aliens.
Yeah.
That show was crazy, man. If you guys want a good laugh, you got to watch that.
I don't think I ever saw that.
I saw episodes. It was crazy. It was totally crazy.
What was he doing?
I don't know. It was high as fuck. I don't remember. But something. Something anyway.
Of course it's going to be crazy if you're high as fuck.
Yeah, I was like, wow. It's GSP on TV. I was kind of in shock when he was in one of the Marvel movies, which Captain America, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, whoa, it's
Ball
GSP.
Ball Rack or something. Yeah. Or whatever.
Didn't have much to say, but
no, he looked cool. He was doing the movie. He's, you know, he's doing his own fighting scene, so. You had that going. And then we had Clay Guida versus Jim Miller. And you had them rock each other early, and Miller rocks Guida back, locks up a guillotine, chokes him fucking unconscious. I think Herb Dean was the ref, doesn't see the tap, but he's being super cautious to make sure that the fighter is choked out completely. And that was an interesting scrap, because you would have thought that those guys would have fought each other at some point.
Never did.
See it? No.
No.
That was the first time. And they're both pretty up there. And Miller, 33 UFC fights, the most in UFC history. That is fucking ridiculous. 33.
He has fought a lot. And he still has the Lyme disease, too,
mm-hmm.
which is a big problem, ongoing problem for like 3 years now, right?
It might be even a little longer, yeah.
Really?
It's been a while. Okay. It seems like. I don't
know. He hasn't been the same since that shit's happened. Mm-mm. Surprising he still fights at all. It's debilitating. It can be.
Yeah. And then the main event was the Colby Covington versus Robbie Lawler. And you had Covington, who had a couple of the Trumps in his, not in his corner, but I think Donald Trump Jr. I forgot the other fucking kid. But they were there.
They were just hanging out?
They were just hanging out with Colby.
Go Colby.
And then this boring blanket style from Covington, where it seemed like the first round, his goal was just to tire out Robbie, so I'm going for takedowns. And he was... He'd have his back, but he'd never really try to fully go commit to a submission.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to kind of threaten, but not commit, which was weird. So I think he was just trying to gas Robbie out in the process. They say he threw fucking 533 strikes.
Yes.
Most ever in a UFC
Insane.
Fight.
Insane.
And it was...
Over five rounds, yeah.
Yeah, this is like death by 1,000 paper cuts. Because, you know, it's almost... 100.
That's a ridiculous output.
Yeah, it's over 100 strikes per round.
That's crazy.
Like, I don't even know how many, if you did it per second, but it was so ridiculous. But it's almost like a Diaz brother, but the Diaz will go like 50, 50, 50, 100.
Yeah.
50, 50, 50, 50, 100. So, like, they put in the power shots. This guy, fucking just 50% power the entire fight. Pieced up Robbie, and Robbie was playing defense almost all the time, and it seemed like he was confused because Colby's mixing up the levels, the strikes, the takedowns, and Robbie's just playing defense, mm-hmm. you know. And then when he wants to fucking commit to some striking, then Colby's gonna fucking take him down. I fucking hate that style of fighting. It's boring as shit, but effective as fuck.
Very effective.
18 takedown offense attempts in the fight, and
that's a lot.
Fuck, man. So then he gets on the mic, and here's what he has to say. This is Colby Covington. He says, "Let's talk about the lesson we learned here tonight. It's a lesson Robbie Lawler should have learned from Matt Hughes. You stay off the track when the train is coming through."
Oh, ouch. That's pretty low.
Like that. I'm like, if it was...
Too soon, Matt.
Nah.
Too soon.
Too soon. You say too soon, but... It's not like he's saying that about GSP. Matt Hughes is a piece of shit.
Well,
according to his book, and I don't know how many restraining orders he has.
Many.
So.
And other sources, he has some issues. The guy is, his stint on The Ultimate Fighter didn't win him any fans, I don't think.
Well, thank you. I forgot about that. Here's the Bible. Tell me which verse reminds you of me. So I will allow that statement.
You will allow it?
I will allow it. So what's next for these guys? I think we're talking the title shot for Usman again, or Covington versus Usman. But I don't know what we're doing with Robbie now. He's 37 and on a 3-fight win streak, and he kind of looked at this fight as if it was a learning process. I just got to go back to the drawing board and, you know, figure it out. You're 37.
I think he's got brain damage.
What haven't you figured out?
Well, I don't think him. I think when he fought
McDonald,
yeah. I was just watching that a couple days ago again. That was like an amazing two guys who were just not going to give in. Mm-hmm. There was, okay, you want to beat me senseless? Fine, I'm going to beat you senseless right back.
Just go until our faces fall off.
But that's not really healthy for your career. And I feel like ever since that happened, neither guy's been the same, especially Robbie. He just has, because also the competition level here is higher than in Bellator, I think. Mm-hmm. And so he's fighting the top guys all the time, and it's just not, I mean, look at all the damage he took in this fight. It can't be good.
Accumulation. I didn't look at the percent landed, but call it 40%, you know.
That's a lot.
Fucking 200 strikes, at least 200 strikes. I mean, yeah. His face was, it's been worse after some fights, but still, he got pieced up.
Yeah. It might be time to hang it up or something. Or go over to Bellator, get back on the gear, you know.
I don't know. It was tough to watch. You don't like seeing. I want to see a fight, and I don't feel like I got that.
Right.
I felt like I got kind of a wrestling match, some strikes thrown,
a little sparring.
Yeah. And just someone that was out there not trying to finish. And I think that's Covington's MO. Is I'm just trying to overwhelm you with pitter patter and not finish you. And I need people to try to finish fights. That should be your goal. Finish the fight.
Are you kind of Florian?
I might. Fucking 155 or whatever.
45, 35.
Yeah, 85. He
had six different weight divisions. That poor man.
And then I don't want to talk about the 1FC, so we just watched that. Eddie Alvarez, right?
Yes.
Getting leg kicked. You said you thought that fight was suspect.
I think it looked suspect.
Yeah, what happened? He got leg kicked?
He got leg kicked. He went down.
Right.
Then all of a sudden, which in the UFC, that fight might have been stopped. I don't know.
Depends who's reffing.
Right. So there was a lot of shots that were unanswered. And then he did like a sweep, mm-hmm. ended up on top, and ended up, the other guy, whatever his name is, I don't know why he rolled over. It seemed suspect to me. I was like, oh, all of a sudden I'm going to give you my back and go ahead and choke me out.
I think the guy was tired. I think he gassed himself out. And go,
but why is he rolling over? You just stay on your back in that case. Robbie wasn't even hitting him. He was just kind of hanging out.
Or Eddie.
I'm sorry, Eddie.
Yeah.
Eddie wasn't even hitting him. He was just hanging out. So why roll over? What's the purpose? It looked fixed to me.
Maybe that's that guy's defensive tactic.
He had to give up the neck and roll over.
I would rather get choked than punched. Hmm. This is Conor McGregor defense against Nate Diaz. One, right?
Yeah, well, but that's a different story.
He didn't want to get KO'd. He wanted to get choked out.
Right, because Diaz was going to KO him. This is a different story right now. There was not much damage.
You're
happening.
Saying the fix is in.
It's questionable.
Okay,
it's questionable. Robbie looked really.
I think you have Robbie, a legitimate Robbie. Point.
Eddie looked very happy, and his leg.
Yeah, he got up, but his leg was magically
delicious.
Okay,
just like that. I was like, I'm
like
fine.
The magic spoon.
Like magic spoon. Yes. Use our code, MMA Spoon.
Something. You get free shipping.
Free shipping on your order.
Right.
Delicious.
$10 a box of cereal.
Next time.
You need it.
I'm
so
totally going to, like, instead of drinking beer, I'm just going to eat cereal and milk. Spill everywhere. Awesome. All over myself. Just soak me in milk.
I'm about to sneeze.
Can I have
you
a
got
milk?
Other,
give me a milk bath.
What? I'm not giving you a milk bath.
I would like one.
The fuck, you sick bastard.
I don't know.
You give me a milk bath? Maybe. Almond. It's
perfect.
Yeah.
Gluten-free.
Yeah.
Is milk gluten-free by nature? It is.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I don't drink it, though.
Me either. But sometimes. But, okay.
Unless it's raw.
Raw. I take it straight from the source, Matt. Right from the nipple.
You ever drink raw milk?
It's perfect. From the nipple?
Seriously?
Absolutely.
No, I bought it from, like, a farm.
Oh, I thought you were talking
totally non-pasteurized. That was it was $15 a gallon.
It's expensive.
But, and then they're not, like, the farms aren't allowed to promote it. It's super, like, black market kind of shit.
Yeah?
Yeah. Go to someone's house.
What?
It's in the garage.
Sounds sketchy, Matt. Are you sure it was milk you were drinking? Not something else?
Bull semen, you know. I'm just trying to be on the next level.
Okay.
It's like stem cells in 2019. I don't know.
All right, speaking of next level.
Go ahead.
Cain Velasquez made his Lucha Libre pro wrestling debut over the weekend. And I have a little clip here of him doing some crazy shit. Look at this. You see this?
And Now he's out for another 4 years.
Flying head scissors.
Apparently he's back to normal, huh? fighting next week.
He looks fantastic in this. I know it's play fighting, but still, physically and, you know, athletically, he looks like he's back. So I'm excited. I wish he wouldn't have worn the mask, but, you know, I get
Well, maybe it's not him. How do we know it's him?
Maybe it's not
Brown Pride!
It's not.
Brown Pride!
Hey, where is his tattoo? Has he still got the tattoo?
Of course. Unless it's his twin brother.
It's his twin brother. So, yeah, there's that.
Canelo.
Alvarez?
Velasquez.
Canelo Velasquez. Oh, guys, let me email this to you. Matt.
Sweet. Let's see. We got Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship coming up this weekend, Ingo.
Are you
streaming
excited?
For free on YouTube on their channel.
Sweet.
Why? Why are we streaming this for free?
Because they want audiences.
And you know who's fighting? Melvin Guillard is on the card.
Whoa.
And Leonard Garcia.
Whoa, that guy's
been out for a hot minute, right?
Why is he fighting bare knuckle? That's weird.
He probably needs some money.
Okay.
So that'd be interesting, because you know he's going to stand and bang it out.
For sure. That sounds dangerous, though.
Yeah, it's definitely not good for your health. And you think, of course...
But you love it.
I do love it, because there's blood and broken hands, and I can't ask for more. Maybe a leg kick. I'd love a leg kick. And the small fucking ring. And... always encouraging action.
Yeah.
Short rounds. I fucking forget. It's like 2-3 minutes, minute break, back at it, 5-3, I don't know. It's just blood and guts, so. Get your free fucking bare knuckle fighting championships. They were supposed to send us shit. I was talking to that guy.
Like a bloody tampon?
Something. Can you send me all the bloody shit from after your event?
That's disgusting.
Maybe we should ask for something for a set.
That's how you get the
I want the fucking, the background of the set to be the bloody fucking canvas from the cage.
Like that one day we had a sponsorship and what was that, a promotion? They had our logo.
The next great fighter?
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah, I still have the banner. It was the wall behind us. Yeah.
Whatever happened to the next great fighter? Disappeared.
Yeah, kind of like MMA Warehouse.
They come and they go, yet we remain.
Yeah.
We are marathon.
Can't stop us. We here forever. I'm fucking 69. We had 69 and I quit.
69?
Maybe.
Well, hopefully before that.
What? Come on. At least till 70.
70?
Yeah, why?
Like, oh, those young fuckers.
Still, these chairs will hold up. The same fucking set. You know, fucking wearing this hat for 50
diapers.
Years. Whatever. I'm making it happen.
Colostomy bags.
I don't know about that. I'm out of the game if I'm wearing a bag. If I could get that Kevorkian-assisted suicide done.
I'm with you, man.
Okay.
I'm with you. You know what?
Next?
Conor McGregor makes the top 5 of Forbes social media's most valuable athletes. He's in the mix with gentlemen such as Cristiano Ronaldo, Lionel Messi, Neymar.
These are all the fucking
soccer
guys.
Players. Yeah, he's actually number 5. So, And he's in the mix with soccer players. Which is amazing because, well, Ronaldo's like almost $1 billion worth in this space.
Really?
Yeah,
in
Connor's worth media. $160 million. But, Ronaldo's the top. But the fact that he's even in the mix is pretty impressive, so I think.
He's a mogul with all the shit he's involved in.
Smart man, smart business guy. He got his whiskey, he's got his clothes. Doesn't he have clothes or something?
Yeah, he had that, like, the fuck you suits or
super
whatever.
Super tight clothes, that like, suits that don't fit. They're, like, basically spandex.
Like child's clothing.
You sit down and everything rips.
Child small. You fucking
could, like, move around like this.
Yeah.
His clothes are too tight.
Can't walk proper.
I don't know about, you know, a suit's got to fit snug, but not so snug that you can't breathe.
Yeah.
It's not a corset.
I heard the rumor of him fighting next is supposed to be Jorge Masvidal. That's the one that's floating around now.
I like it.
I'd like Masvidal to get paid. I'd like to see that fight, too, because Masvidal ain't going to take that shit to the ground. Conor needs a guy who's going to stand and fucking bang it out. Masvidal is your man.
I like Masvidal's chances in that fight.
I do, too.
So he's game.
He's a beast. I think he's very underrated. And you look at his losses, and I think we talked about it in the past, like a lot of split decisions because he kind of coasts when he thinks he's ahead.
Yeah.
But now with Mike Brown leading the charge as his coach, I think the guy's unstoppable.
Plus, so. I'm picturing the press tour for this. They might outdo John Jones and Cormier as far as like entertainment value.
Well, I was thinking on the flip side, the Conor McGregor versus Nate Diaz when they were talking
the
about
chaos.
Shit.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because Masvidal isn't going to back down, and Conor comes with all that blah 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 blah. Masvidal will just punch him.
What? Hands behind my back.
Let's go.
Fly knee.
Let's go. So we'll see. I mean, I would like to see it. I would like to see Conor back. I haven't been really excited for a card in a long time, and I'm hoping that they can give me some kind of like. I want to feel it in my pants, man. I really do.
Pantalones negros or pantalones azules.
See, both. I want to tingle.
Si, cabrón.
I want a little tingle. So I feel alive again.
I hear you.
Yeah.
You see, Thiago Santos, he had all those fucking knee surgeries. He just fought John Jones and blew out like his ACL, MCL, PCL, meniscus in one knee. And then.
Is he okay?
Well, he had his surgeries and he said, it's been 7 days since the surgery's on my knees. I must admit, these days are tough. Understatement of the year. Filled with a lot of pain. I can't sleep or eat properly due to the medications. I even fear using the bathroom because the walk there is a battle. Thank God the pain is subsiding. So, and I think he keeps trying to lobby to get a rematch because he's like, it was a split decision. I had no fucking knees. I think he's 37. Probably not gonna fight again, no?
I think he should just retire.
Good year out.
Yeah. Basically, his whole knee exploded.
Right. So you had to rebuild a whole knee with the exception of maybe one tendon still holding on for a dear life. Uh-huh. That's tough, man.
Very tough.
And I've been thinking about this in John Jones, and I'm curious to see who he fights next. I think the UFC is still trying to lobby for that Cormier versus Jones 3 at heavyweight.
I wouldn't mind seeing that.
The way John's been fighting, I think I'm going to pick him to lose his next fight.
You think
He's fighting just so stupid of late.
Yeah, timid.
And I look back at his record, and unless it was a rematch against Gustafsson or Cormier, it's been decision, 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 decision. Like, what happened? This was a guy that used to just be a beast. Is it he's off all the juice and off all the PEDs? Because he looks super lean.
It's the coke, Matt. He's off the coke.
But it's just, it's not.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3,
it seems
four,
like he's fading.
But 6 decisions in his last 8 fights.
Bar Cormier and Gustafsson.
Yep. Huh. That's kind of crazy. That's not unlike that before that, everything was like a finish pretty much.
Yeah, well, 2 splits then, because he had 1 to first Gustafsson and then to Santos.
Yeah, TKO, TKO, submission, TKO. Yeah. I don't know. He's definitely.
He's a finish.
He was a finisher, and now he's not finishing.
And
he doesn't finish fights, Matt.
That's my criteria, man. If you're not finishing, you're out. I'm not a fan.
I love the picture of him like in the studio looking all proper.
Because he's going to court. Again. Yet again.
Yeah.
Right?
He looks handsome there. Well, a handsome man.
Yes. Well, what you got?
Nothing.
All right. I'm going in. Did you see this bagel guy? There was like this, I forgot where he was. He was in a store. He was like berating women.
Oh, yeah. Little man. Yeah, I saw that.
Even fucking training with Ally Quinta. Here's a little sparring of him and Ally Quinta.
Does Al know him?
No, but I guess he wants to have like a MMA fight or something. So they're trying to, train him. So I don't know if Weidman's training him, but Ally Quinta was fucking around with that. The guy is like 5 foot, if that.
You know, it's kind of sad though. If you're a man and you're that height.
I can see why he's got issues.
It's got to suck, dude. It's really got to suck. You're not getting laid when you're that short. It's just not going to happen.
No.
It's a sad story, and he's angry. I get it, man. I'm sorry for him. But he doesn't have to be a dick.
No, and he's lucky someone didn't fuck him up
right?
severely. He only got taken down, but if that guy would have got handled, I don't have a problem with that. You're lipping off to ladies, you should get hurt.
I don't even know why he's yelling at that lady.
No, there's no reason.
Little man syndrome.
Yes. A couple, 2, 3, 4 new fights announced. We have Yair Rodriguez versus Jeremy Stephens.
Okay.
Fucking Mexico City. And it looks like they're going to do that Damian Maia versus Ben Askren fight.
Yes.
I don't like it.
Why not?
Because I really think Askren's going to win.
No, Maia's going to school him.
He's had trouble with wrestlers.
Not this one. He's going to school him.
I want him to, but
Damien all day. Damien by submission, second round. That's what I'm saying right now.
I will support you in that, but my gut says Askren.
He fought Chael Sonnen and pieced him.
Usman, Covington, Woodley.
Woodley's a different story. I don't think Woodley actually like really handled him. He just
avoided him. He kind of Brendan Schaub. It was like a Schaub shutdown.
Right. I don't think Ben Askren's going to do that. If he goes in for the kill, I think Damien's going to get him. He's going to get him like a dog.
I hope so. And then Corey Anderson, who's ranked number 8, versus Johnny Walker. That's fucking Walker's not going to have everyone out in the first round. Says a big step up in competition. That'll be good to see. Mm-hmm. And then the last one, which hurts my heart to its core, BJ Penn versus Nick Lentz.
Oh, geez. Is this a going away fight?
Yeah.
They got beef, right?
Well, there's a couple of things. Dana White said this is officially the last fight he's ever giving BJ Penn. He said BJ
Penn, lose?
Yeah. He said he's been haunting him, fucking just stalking him, texting him, calling him, begging him, give me another fight. I don't know how many he's lost in a row. It's like fucking 8.
It's a lot.
It's devastating. Uh-huh. And then Nick Lentz was on Ariel Helwani's show, and he said he had met BJ Penn around 5 years ago when he was invited to train with him in Hawaii. And he says he realized that Penn was a drug addict and he had a literal bum following him around everywhere, and said Penn only wanted to train about 30 minutes a day.
What's he addicted to?
The cocks. I don't know.
Sad story.
Yeah. And who knows what's true or not, but I mean, his performances over explains his straight up boxing style. He's all fucking coked out. I don't know. I don't want to put that on anybody, but fuck, man. That could explain a lot of shit.
Crazier things have happened.
Meth. I don't know what Hawaii is known for in the drug community.
Well, let's look it up.
I think it's meth. I believe they're all methed out.
Hawaii drugs prevalent. What drugs? Yes, you're correct. Methamphetamines. Mm. Are also called ice. Ice in Hawaii. Shit. They like the ice.
Yeah.
Crystal meth. That's bad juju, man.
So that's tough. I don't like it. I don't think they should fight. And you know he's not going to stop fighting either. And
he'll go somewhere else.
Yeah, he will. And I hope Bellator and Scott Coker just pass. But unfortunately, I think he's going to be the guy that just keeps going and going. And then someone, Woolman 7242, posted his Wikipedia page has already been updated to show that he has already taken a loss to Nick Lentz.
Nice. Via what?
To be determined.
Oh, nice.
And that's
probably a good move.
Yeah, I think that's a safe bet. I don't even want to put money on it because I feel it's disrespectful. Even though you're probably going to win that bet, I can't make that bet.
I totally get it, man. I get it.
And then you see there's a guy on Twitter called at CubeArting who did Joe Rogan. He does a lot of famous people with Rubik's Cubes. So this is Joe Rogan in 1,600 Rubik's Cubes.
Oh, wow. Oh, cool.
That is fucking ridiculous.
That's cool. He's got the time. Why does he do this?
I don't know. He's got time and a lot of Rubik's Cubes.
1,600 Rubik's Cubes?
I don't know. That doesn't look like 1,600, but who am I to say?
It's a lot of fucking Rubik's Cubes, though.
Yeah, but he's on point. That's fucking really good. Impressive. I don't want to talk about that topic. See Shaq standing next to Junior Dos Santos.
Shaq's actually getting in better shape, it seems like.
He's 47.
Is he training jiu-jitsu?
I don't know.
He's leaning up.
At the American Top Team, but look how little Junior Dos Santos, who's probably 250 pounds, looks next
to
Shaq.
He's like laughing. It's like a little kid.
Ah! It's scary.
Shaq's 47?
Yeah.
Damn, we're getting old, man. Almost Shaq's age.
I'm 45. I'll be 46 in a couple months. And then Fight Posium on Twitter made these cool comic book covers. Like, man, there's some fucking talented guys out there.
Oh, damn.
So here's one of
the knee?
Yep.
Oh. I like that.
Game Bred Fighter. throwing a fucking knee on Ben Askren, and then one on Conor McGregor. This is fucking cool comic book art.
I would
right
buy
there,
that
man.
Comic book. Hell yeah.
And then let's do a little tweet of the week.
Yeah.
We have three choices. I don't know which one you're going to choose. So let's start with Just Bleed MMA. He says, I hope everyone has a good day except for Brendan Schaub.
Okay. I can totally get that.
And
I'm
then,
on board.
Let's see, Dovey. I can't read your Twitter handle on Twitter. There's a comment left on a video about Luke Rockhold. Says he just doesn't know how to react to various social situations and left hooks.
Good point.
True. He's very awkward. He's like, the fuck is that? Ricky Bobby, when he's doing his first interview. I don't know what to do with my hands. That's fucking Luke Rockhold in a nutshell. Uh-huh. Then we have Barstool Sports. It's a PSA, don't blast your pussies with popsicles, even on hot days. And then we just talk about that recently. I thought we were talking about sticking an ice cube in your asshole.
Yes.
And that was bad.
Why is that bad?
Because I was equating it to the movie A Christmas Story.
Yes, now I remember.
I thought, like, you stick your tongue against that metal pole outside. And you know what? I fucking tested this shit out when I was a kid. Because I was like, this is bullshit. This is 100% bullshit. I need a Khabib Nurmagomedov, a bullshit. So I stuck my tongue against a screen door, metal screen door, when it was winter, and my fucking tongue stuck to the screen door.
Hell yeah.
And I was home alone, and I was fucked. So I had to literally grab my tongue and pull it off of the door, and I left a piece of my tongue on the door, and I was bleeding severely from the mouth hole area. It was so bad. So that shit is, I'm nothing icy, cold is going into any orifice or near my orifices. Mm-mm. Unless it's in my mouth.
Why, when he was a kid, he means this happened like 6 months ago.
Okay, fuck it. I'm not the brightest of kids.
That's all right.
Do you want to see what Paige VanZant's been up to this week?
Yeah, let's see. Oh, hello. Oh, my goodness.
That almost looks painted on, no?
That's not fair. Yeah. She's definitely marketing herself properly.
Yes. That's a marketing genius slash wizard.
Well, it's not my thing. I'm not into the fake boobies.
Well, but I just want to pretend they're real. I pretend they're real.
But you can't, because we know they're fake.
I'm never going to touch them.
And you don't know that.
What do you know things?
I know things. I know drink things. And I know things.
Let's see what Mercedes Terrell and Jade Bryce are up to. Oh. They're just hanging out. They're having a good time. Right?
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Could have dinner with her.
I could. Oh, I might have my kids that weekend.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
See what happens?
She was super nice.
Yeah?
She's actually super smart, Mercedes.
How old is she?
I don't know. She's young.
Yeah.
And she's a legit woman. Let's just say that. She posts all sorts of pictures of herself on Twitter, unedited, sometimes a little cellulite. Like, that's a lady.
It's all right.
Like, hey.
It's good to be
natural.
Real. Be real, ladies. Don't try to be fake. Just be yourselves.
Yeah.
Flaws and all.
So before we go to
no filter.
Night, that's right. No
pound
filter.
Sign.
Pound sign, motherfucker. That's what it's all about. It's all about pound sign. So I was on a little trip over the past week, and it was late getting back. I was on a fucking geode hunting trip in fucking Missouri. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, it was 90 degrees out. It was hot as fuck. I'm swinging a pickaxe. I'll post pictures hunting for said geodes. And I'll give you an example of one of these motherfuckers that you can find. This is in Keokuk, Illinois, even though I was staying in fucking Missouri. But it was like the sketchiest fucking shit going down there.
Did you try to stick anything in that hole yet?
I will. But cool. when I meet the guy, it was almost like being in a video game. And here's the quest provider. Because when I walk into his, what they call, office, it looks like it looks like the Sanford and Son junkyard.
Okay.
And you're just walking in. It's fucking 90 degrees out. It's hot as fuck. I go in there. No air conditioning. No nothing. And I'm talking to the guy. Hey, I'm Matt Gravett. Blah, blah, blah. How you doing? Come here. Looking for the geodes. Yeah. And it remind me of the guy that you see in those fucking Adam Sandler movies that's always wearing like the goddamn, you're going to get that one
overalls.
Too. overalls and he's speaking Brent? Like gibberish and blah 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 blah. Blah, blah. Hey man, I'm here looking for geodes. What do I need to do? Creek. Now check out me. Got tools.
Got trees.
I got some tools. Not big ones. You can buy pickaxes, put back there. I might be going down to town if I'm not here. You know, got a pickup truck out there. You put the money in there.
Yeah. Talking like that?
Yeah. Like, what the fuck did I just get myself into? I'm going down this goddamn gravel road. It's one lane. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Drive for like a minute and a half, get to this quarry. There's some sections. He told me one thing I did here. You want to look in for the gray, darker rock. That's where you're going to find a geode. So I'm out there fucking 90 degrees swinging the goddamn pickaxe. I was going to have a heart attack. Like, I'm in decent shape, but you don't understand what hot temperature and hard work, death. Just
instant
death.
That's why those guys who work on the roofs and shit in the summer.
I don't understand it.
How do they do it?
I don't understand it, so fuck me. So I got a shit ton of those to crack open, and that's a one-and-done kind of trip. Okay. You do it once, see what it's about.
And you're happy forever?
Something like that. Moving right along.
Are you happy together?
Always happy.
You and me.
Together.
And me and you. Da, 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 da. So happy together.
Sure. You want to do some ass nuts?
Yes.
All right. So we had three questionable stoppages on this pass card due to chokes, where the fighter was choked unconscious, and the ref either missed the tap or just, like, may have been in a bad position, but the guy just went to fucking sleep. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, longer than necessary. So maybe let's call it 10 seconds longer than necessary. So what are your thoughts on this? Is it better to let the guys go to sleep just to make sure they're asleep? Because, I mean, in some of the cases, you may lift the arm once, twice.
Three times, right. Four, maybe whatever. Six, five, six times.
But what's your opinion? Is it good to let it go longer as long as it's a choke versus strikes?
I think they're equally dangerous.
Why?
I don't know. You're cutting off blood supply to the brain, you know?
Yeah.
You need blood in your brain. It's important.
I guess.
Sometimes. So, I think if you're getting no blood to the brain or blows to the head, it's pretty similar.
Well, as long as their face hasn't turned blue, I think you're safe.
Okay, so how long does it take to kill somebody?
I don't know.
Probably like 10 seconds.
I think if their face is blue, you've held the choke too long.
Exactly. So, I don't know. I get it. Fighters probably want them to let them go longer, but...
Well, I think there's finality in that. And Herb Dean was one of the refs in this case, and there was that drama with the Ben Askren and Robbie Lawler fight. I think he doesn't want to have that happen again, and I think I'm okay with letting the guy get choked out a little longer than necessary because he's going to come back. I'm more uncomfortable letting a guy take 15 to 20 fucking extra blows after he's already out. You know, okay. I think there's way more damage happening there.
20 is kind of excessive, man.
And we've seen that happen.
We have.
And where even the fighter is like, are you going to fucking stop this? Like, do I need to keep raining these? Oh, are you okay with this? I don't like what I'm doing right now. I'm not comfortable with this one bit. And then they get off. They're like, what the fuck? Why'd you make me do that?
Unless he wasn't going anywhere. Unless you're Masvidal or Dan Henderson, then they are very comfortable with it.
It's super necessary.
Hitting
in some places.
More.
Right. Who had the more impressive performance? Colby Covington versus Robbie Lawler or Kamaru Usman versus Tyron Woodley? I'd say it was Usman versus Woodley because no one had worked Woodley like that.
That's a good
before.
Point. Yeah. I was going to say the other one. But
shit.
Okay, good point. Good point.
And whose personality would you rather have, Colby Covington or Stipe Miocic?
Probably Miocic.
Yeah, I think that's the same. But that's such like the polar opposite because you have one guy who's like a fake jagoff. You have another guy that is the most boring.
But he's a nice guy.
He is. He's a firefighter.
Yeah.
I can't fault him for people. That. But he doesn't move the needle at all. The other guy moves the needle in the wrong way.
Yeah, he's just abrasive.
It's not a good shtick. It's not like a. It's not a Conor McGregor. He's like a fake Conor McGregor trying to be something that he's not. And I don't know what the general fan reaction was for him.
Lukewarm.
Yeah.
I think.
And Rodrigo Machado will close out. It's time. Pound sign Nuts Roll. Pound sign Matt Rape Train. Pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy. Would you rather have the worst blowjob of all time by Mackenzie Dern? Or deliver the greatest anal sex of all time to Chris Cyborg? You must choose one.
I'll take the worst blowjob.
Yeah, I'm fucking souring on the Chris Cyborg. She's not looking as hot to me of late.
Really?
Souring.
This is a turn of events. What's happening?
Devastating. Maybe it's the first loss. Maybe once she lost, all her allure.
Wow.
Like a fish.
You're a
bait.
Homer then, huh?
What?
A Homer? You
What's
know?
That?
Always rooting for the home team, the win, or fair weather fan, Homer, whatever, same shit.
I don't know
difference.
It's just not working for me. Maybe I'm turning into Dana White. Maybe I'm fucking.
You're out of the cyborg business.
Maybe I'm out of the cyborg business. I don't know. I think
spent years loving cyborg.
I did,
and now
wow,
just like that. How fickle like the heart is. Very fickle.
It is,
Matt. I'm sad for you.
I'm torn. What's on each one of your guys' bucket list? What things would you want to do but haven't done yet? And it can be show related, just to make it easier. Bucket list.
Ooh. I wouldn't mind bucket list. I mean, shit, bucket list.
Yep.
A lot of travel. I love traveling. Yeah. But I definitely want to do something that scares me. Like, you know, I'm scared of heights. So something that pushes that limit. Whether it's like climbing.
Yeah, I think climbing is the safer one. I would advise you don't do any skydiving.
I've done it.
At this point.
I've done it.
I know.
Yeah.
But I'm saying at this point.
Actually, that did not scare me as much as I thought it would, the skydiving. I think it's a different thing because it's so high up, you're like, whatever. But bungee jumping, maybe. No, not a good plan. No. Base jumping.
Well, I think you got to also take into account you have kids.
Good point.
You don't need to be dying over.
I'll be fine. I got insurance.
Well, yes and no, but they're without a father, so that's bad.
They need me sometimes, even though I'm a crazy person. But it's okay.
We all are.
Yeah.
For me, I need to travel out of country. The only place out of country that I've been is Canada, and I don't think that fucking counts.
So where did you go? Quebec? Montreal?
I don't know. It was through Michigan, so wherever.
Windsor.
Okay. Then I was up in that area.
Yeah.
Was in some fucking national park in high school where airplanes can't fly over. It was some fucking canoeing trip.
Because of the aliens?
Yeah, it's the aliens. You're out there for a week with a guide and another adult, and you're in a group of maybe 10
people.
You'd have to carry all your food on your back. You're like 50 pounds of food and backpacks and canoes, and then you would just canoe through all these lakes, pick up all your shit, carry it across a path, go to another lake, and then you would just set up a tent wherever you were, and you'd do some fishing, catch fish, fillet them up, cut them, grill them, a week of that shit.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, until
let's do that.
Until you watch the guide who's just drinking water out of the lake, he's going, oh, it's totally safe to drink, and everyone's telling me, don't do that. I'm like, I need some fucking cold water, and I fucking did that without boiling it, and I drank the water, and I got sick as fuck.
How come he didn't get sick?
I don't know. Maybe he had been doing it for X amount of years and built up some kind of intestinal strength. Or he was doing some kind of magic and tricked me. But I got fucked in that deal. I got fucked. Because everyone said, you got to boil the water. I'm like, God damn it. Yeah, you do. Because you're not carrying water with you. Because you don't need to. You just take it from the fucking lakes and boil it out.
Okay.
So, yeah. I just want to travel out of fucking the country.
Let's do it. You should do it. Book a trip.
I will. Where do you like to go when you eat out? Also, what is your favorite thing to eat in that place?
Oh, my goodness. That's a trick question. Is that
it is.
It is a trick question. Are we talking about food here?
Yes.
Okay.
Food. Well, that's food also, but.
I like to munch sometimes. But if I'm going to go out to eat, like for a meal.
Yeah.
Okay. Mexican is always a go-to for me. Easy. Mm-hmm. I do like Japanese food too. I don't have a preference necessarily. Barbecue. It depends what mood I'm in. Sometimes I want to go ham. I'm going to eat like a lot of pork. It's like fucking pork ribs and sausage and eat myself into a coma. Then I usually go to Keith's house because that happens every time I go there. Yeah. So, but yeah.
I just go, there's a local restaurant with all, it's that fucking joint.
Glen Prairie?
Yeah. Yeah. Gluten-free. They have a lot of shit that's gluten-free and...
Mm-hmm. Gluten-free all, shit like, is amazing.
Local farms and natural type ingredients. Expensive as fuck.
Yes.
A couple, $200-$300 when you go there, but like, damn, it's good. And being gluten-free, I'm very limited with where I can go and very... I have to be very cautious with the places I go. And the crazy thing is, I don't know how many times I've eaten at Chipotle, and I've never gotten sick, and I should probably get sick eating there.
Because it's such a low... But what's there that's gluten anyways?
The tortillas.
Are they gluten?
The flour tortillas.
Okay.
But, you know, people can handle those. And I just get the burrito bowl with no rice, so it's just double chicken, fucking lettuce, cheese, give me some of that fucking pico de gallo and some guac, and
just inhales it.
Give me another one.
Takes the bucket.
Give me another one. You didn't give me enough meats on the last one.
Yeah.
That's kind of my staples. In an MMA-related question, what are some challenges you think the next generation of fighters will face?
I think the branding thing is going to be continuing to be a problem. I think it's going to be difficult for any fighter to set themselves apart, to, like how McGregor did or... John Jones did.
Yeah, especially with this ESPN fucking shit.
It's going to be hard.
Dialed down. Mm-hmm. Drug testing, I think, is going to be even a bigger issue, right?
Mm-hmm. That too. Maybe USADA will go away. That would be cool.
I don't know why they're still around. Like, why can't we just say, hey, we cleaned up the sport, push them out, go back to the good old days? Yeah, money. And just getting fucking railroaded by the promoter. Like, I don't see a fucking union in our lifetime. I really don't see it. Unless the government steps in and passes some kind of fucking law. I know they're trying to do that Ali Act, but I don't know if they can force a union. So say they pass that and then pass some sort of union deal. I don't think that's going to happen. I really don't think we're going to see that in our lifetime.
No. Okay. Fair enough.
I think it's just the man sticking it to the little man.
Yeah. Always getting stuck.
Yeah. Bonus question. If you won $100 million, what would you buy first?
With $100 million?
Yeah. I'll tell you this.
What?
A really good divorce lawyer.
Ah.
No. I would not fucking... I'm not going to do
any
that.
One of those. Oh, I would buy my freedom. I would pay
the freedom!
My...
Freedom!
I would pay my ex-wife
fucking Mel Gibson.
The lump sum of what I owe her, and then I never have to talk to her again.
$10.
Whatever it is.
And a Kevorkian visit.
What would I buy? I would, you know, honestly, I'd probably buy a couple homes in several places that I like, you know, like I have a California home, someplace in Colorado, maybe somewhere in like Europe or something, Hawaii, and just cruise around between those spots doing my thing. I don't know what I'd do. I mean, if I have $100 million,
you don't have to worry about it.
I don't need to do anything.
Just $100 million in the bank. Yeah.
Just kind of hang out, do my thing, go to the beach. You know?
I hear that. Yeah, first thing I'm do, I fucking take care of my mom, get her a nice house, and get her squared away for whatever is going on. Ride my brother, and take care of myself, and get myself a nice place. What are you doing over there?
Just
you
working take, out? Take care of yourself.
You shake weight?
Shake weight.
Yeah, I'd buy probably about 1 billion shake weights. I'd buy the brand.
It was like...
That's if I can give them out for free.
Is that still a thing?
I don't know. Or what's that other thing?
The burn machine.
Burning it.
I still have that.
Burn it to earn it.
Can I get some biceps from doing it. That? Is that a bicep building instrument?
Feel your whatever's working. You're working biceps. You're working triceps. It feels more forearmy.
Okay.
The crazy thing is, I used to do that when I would ride the stationary bike. And then you're doing like a fucking sprints, right? Like a minute on and minute off. But besides sprinting, I'd pick that fucker up and then doing both at the same time. Your heart's like ready to fucking blow out of your chest, alien style. Like, what the fuck are you doing? I don't know. I'm just trying to work everything. Like, I'm just trying to kill myself all at once. Yes. But, you know.
You're still here, though.
So I'm still here.
Barely. You survived it.
Yeah. We got some thick-ass blood, you know. It'll all work out. It's fine. All right, let's do some Fuck, Marry, Kill. Celebrity Edition number 54, MMA Made Me Come number 6. First, we start with the Jordan McDonald.
Okay. All right.
All right. We go to Kyra Gracie.
She's not as okay. All right.
And then Lena something or other.
Oh yeah, that's nice.
Vichnovkova.
Whatever. I'm gonna marry her. I like that.
Okay.
That's hot. I'm gonna have to kill Gracie though. I don't know why. She's the first one. Looks like fun. Jordan McDonald.
Okay.
Fuck her.
I'm killing McDonald. I'm marrying Gracie. And I'm fucking Lena.
You don't want to marry a chick that can kill you. It's not a good plan.
Oh, she ain't killing shit. I don't give a fuck how good that woman is in jiu-jitsu. She ain't killing me.
Okay.
Ain't gonna happen. 70 pounds on her probably, if not 80.
Yeah. Good point.
I don't see it.
Okay. He's not scared.
I don't see it. I'll be way off on that.
I am not impressed by your jiu-jitsu.
I don't see it.
Was gonna say
we should set up. We should set up a match.
At the end of the day, you're just a woman. That's right. I'm a man. I got bigger bones. I have bone density, muscle structure, and like 100 pounds on you. I'm gonna win. This is a matter of
controversial
fact.
Words, man.
Matter of fact.
Matter of fact. Okay.
I'm probably gonna get my ass kicked, but I'm gonna go into it going, I'm gonna win.
I'm
fucking 100 pounds
on
you,
set
bitch.
Set this up. She'll kill you.
Probably. Yeah. I fight dirty though.
Good point.
I know no rules. What are the rules? And let's take a step back.
Oh boy.
What kind of match are we talking? Are we talking straight jiu-jitsu?
Straight jiu-jitsu.
Gi or no gi?
Gi.
No gi. Okay. No gi, I win. 100%.
Maybe no gi.
100%. I'm not getting submitted.
I think you're gi and gi, you're in trouble.
Gi, I might be fucked. No gi. No gi, I'm fucking, I don't give a fuck.
You can use your wrestling. Yeah.
If I outweigh the woman that's a black belt, no gi, I'm going to fuck her up.
Probably.
Potentially. I got to back down a little bit. I feel like that's too strong of a statement to say. I don't want to fucking have to back that up. I'm fucking old and I have asthma, all right? I'm going to get fucked up.
I feel like if she survives about a minute and a half with you,
it
could be trouble.
One minute rounds, 5 minute rest between each round. 3 rounds.
Okay, fatigue makes cowards of us all.
I can't breathe.
I'll bring your
inhale me. Inhale her. Like, choke her out. Cracker one. You're
turning
in the back.
Purple.
On the way to give me the fucking thing, you crank her in the elbow. And
sorry,
then,
I didn't mean that.
She's unconscious. What? I just choked her out. Fuck.
Yeah.
Moving right along. Knowledge, got anything?
I'm good at this point in juncture.
So I saw this article. It was from Cypress Mail. I don't know who they're about. They're reporting that a bishop of Morphou Neophytus says homosexuality passed on to the unborn when pregnant women enjoy anal sex.
I can see that. Yeah. I don't know.
That's the show. We're fucking done. Is there anything else in this? I was gonna say I can see brain damage coming from that, but I don't, maybe a mild retardation, but
from anal sex, I don't know.
If she's pregnant?
Yeah, probably not.
That's
kind of a long distance to travel.
Oh, I don't know.
It's not connected.
It's no, all connected.
It's not connected.
Babies come out of the butt crack. I've seen
it. Yeah. You plant your seed and grow in a plant, that sucker. That is a fear men have, actually.
What's that?
Damaging the baby.
Brain, yeah,
have sex with the woman
when
good. She's pregnant.
Not a fan. Let's take a pass. That's a hard pass.
No pregnant sex?
Batman?
A hard pass.
No pregnant sex?
No, I've had it. I didn't like it. It's no good. No good.
I'm in.
Of course you are. I'm out. It's like we're out of this show. Fucking wrap it up, Ingo.
Shut it down, Michael. That's been this week's edition. On that note,
yeah, thanks for playing. I'm fucking done.